Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your bougie black brother, and I'm here for my weekly wine review. So, if y'all didn't know, I go to Trader Joe's, I pick up some food, and I go back to something that used to be called Two Buck Chuck from Trader Joe's. This is Charles Shaw. I did one back in, look how long ago this was, 2017, Charles Shaw actual Merlot that I found pretty good. And I knew there was a Chardonnay, and I knew there was a Cabernet, and I think it's a Viognier, and something else. But I looked in my cabinet, and I was like, whoa, I still got one of these left. And this is a 2014 Charles Shaw blend of Cabernet Sauvignon. So I was kind of like, let me try this. I'm having a roast, and I really wanted a wine sauce kind of reduction with that. And I was like, let's have a little bit of this wine here. And let me have something kind of light, but a Cabernet that's really not bold and in your face. So I went straight to my Charles Shaw. And I was like, let me just try this one out. I haven't had it in years. And let's break the bottle open and go from there. Because, you know, what they say, and you know, and this is pretty much your typical Cabernet, you know, earthy, toasty aromas, plums, black currant, toffee, some cedar, you know, a full body, blah, 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 blah. So I was kind of like, I really don't care about this. I liked it before. My palate got a good memory of saying I at least liked it. So let's try it. And since I didn't do a review on it, let's jump on it and give it a try. And let's let everyone know, don't be afraid of these low-cost wines, because some of them really taste better than a couple of other wines that I've been actually reviewing. But I haven't touched a Cabernet in a while, and I always love my Cabernets from California. So let's go through the process. Really good. I was drinking half the bottle last night because I was so, so excited. But let's take a whiff of the aroma about right now. Yeah. So, dark berries. I do have that plum kind of smell too. So, taking a whiff of that. That's pretty good. That aroma is inviting. So you're really checking it out. You smell it, and it's inviting to say, let's begin drinking. And you know, I felt good with that too. So I started last night, like I just said. But let's drink it. Let's stop fucking talking. Let's drink it. You know what I mean? So. And like I said, what a very good wine. It's lighter than most. So if you're really looking for a bold, smoky, because my boy, he loves smoking cigars, and he didn't really want a cognac or a heavy whiskey, I said, grab yourself a Cabernet Sauvignon from California, and make sure you get a quality one. And I gave him some names. I'm not going to mention right away because I'll mention them when I'm ready to drink them. And he loves a Cabernet when he's smoking one of his cigars. So this ain't one of those, though. But when you're having like a good roast or a steak or something lighter than just a straight steak, something like with a sauce or whatever, this is perfect. And to me, I can drink this one casually too, because it's smooth and a little more fruit to it. It's still full body, but it's bright. So you kind of like, hey, it's not like a, yeah, let me sit down because this is going to catch up. This is one of them that's really, really good. And I can drink through this without a problem. So I just drank it on my own last night. And I was looking forward to doing the review today because I didn't really want it to sit that long. Because once you crack it open, low-cost wines, I really don't want them lingering that much. But this one is a really good, smooth, you know, you're getting those blackberry taste, a little on the blueberry, not sweeter on the blueberry side, but you get the fruitiness of the blackberries. I don't get big time cherry, but I get a lot of the berries. That plum smell, and let me drink a little more. You do get that cedar smell. It's slightly tannic, not heavy on the acidity as well. So you're not getting that. So you got a slight tannins on this as well. But overall, really good wine. If you're just chilling, you know, handing some out, people say, Trader Joe's, ew, I'm not trying that wine. I think you need to add that to your rotation. Because right now, as I finish this Cabernet, I know I need to go back and replenish and see what the newer year would taste like and see if there's a different flavorful in there and see if it's, since it's current, maybe I'm popping out a little more fruitiness. But this is Trader Joe's Charles Shaw blend of Cabernet Sauvignon, which is a very, very good cab that you would drink. So follow us on Bougie Black Brother Network on YouTube so you can see the wine. You check it out. You can look right up on it. You know, that's what it looked like. Yeah, what'd I say, 2014? Yeah, 2014. That's it, but it's from Trader Joe's. From the Bronco Wine Company, the Bronco Wine Company. But I really, really recommend this one as a casual wine that you would just casually want to drink and chill and go from there. Urban Wine Life, check us out on Twitter or Bougie Black Bro on Instagram and Twitter. But I usually put my wines on my Twitter. And I got my Urban Wine Life on Facebook as well. And every single download that you can go with, whether it's Spotify, iRadio, iTunes, Google Podcast, Urban Wine Life is right there. If not, just jump on and see all the other ones that I have on Bougie Black Brother, and you'll be able to get it from there. Anyway, thank you very much. See you next week on Urban Wine Life. Belated.